Hey, this is John Jonas from jonasblog.com and replacemyself.com, where you can learn all the rest of my outsourcing information on how to hire Filipinos. So I get this email often from different people who have watched my webinar or who have seen my videos. They say, hey, John, I hired this guy. He's really great. He's done really great work for me for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden he disappeared. What happened? So in my years of experience doing this, The biggest problem that I see with Filipinos disappearing is that you didn't give them enough training. And people often think it's because that Filipino is lazy, or they don't really want the job, or because they don't know what they're doing. And the reality is that the Filipinos always want the job, almost always. There are cases where they don't. But when someone disappears, it's because they're stuck on something. It's because they don't know what to do, and they're worried about disappointing you and telling you they don't know what to do here. And often, it's something that's really simple for you to solve for them by providing them a little bit of training. So, there's two ways to solve this. Help, my guy disappeared, what do I do? Here are the two. First of all, give them better training in the beginning. If you don't train them, you're gonna run into this problem where they disappear almost 100% of the time. It's going to happen to you. Just so you know, replacemyself.com is designed to give you training for your guys in the Philippines so that you can give them training without you having to create the training yourself. So the second way to solve this is to know that as soon as someone disappears, you need to go and seek them out and try and figure out what's going on with them. As soon as you haven't heard from them for a couple days, or if you notice a pattern of I haven't heard from them in a week, or they're ignoring this one email that I sent them, or this one problem, or this one task, and they're only working on these other things, you need to seek that out and say to them, hey, I noticed that you have a problem. What's the problem? What's the issue? Or if they've disappeared, you say to them, hey, I know that you're having a hard time with something. I know you're stuck on something. What can I help you with? What are you dealing with? Do you have a problem with your family? Is there a problem? Are you not happy with your work? Or you're stuck on something you don't know how to solve? Let me help you solve it for you. And you just need to be prepared to help them out. Now, you know, obviously if it's a programmer who disappeared, you're not going to solve their programming problems. Although usually it's not a technical programming problem. It's a, I don't know how this should work kind of problem. And they think that you explained it and they didn't understand it. And so in the end, what this comes down to is when a Filipino disappears, it's your fault. It's not theirs. They're not lazy. And I know I'm talking directly to some of you guys who have emailed me. I'm saying this directly to you, Chris or Amy. I know that you've had this problem. The problem is you. It's not the Filipino worker. They want the job. They want to work for you. They want this to work out. You just need to provide them better training. And you need to be there for them and seek it out and let them know that you care and that you want them to have this job. So if a Filipino disappearing is your problem, now you know how to solve it. You can get the rest of my outsourcing information again, replacemyself.com. Thanks for watching. I hope this has been helpful to you.